Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's an intimate glimpse into the lives of the first couple of gospel music. The new original docuseries on TV One, We're the Campbells, featuring Warren and Erica Campbell, as they tackle the everyday struggles that come with balancing family and work, nurturing their marriage, building individual careers, fostering their faith, and raising three children. Erica is one of the all-time top-selling gospel singers, a five-time Grammy winner. She's released two solo albums and seven albums with her sister as part of the dynamic duo Mary Mary. Her numerous awards and accolades have accumulated over the years. Her debut solo album, Help, in 2014, topped the charts and generated three hit songs, winning the Grammy for the Best Gospel Album and earning eight stellar awards. Host of the highly successful, nationally rated syndicated radio show, Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell, a hugely successful reality show, Mary Mary, on WeTV. Erica is writing a book and promoting her hair extension and wig collection. Warren is a music visionary, music producer, songwriter, considered one of the most prolific record producers of our time. His Grammy award-winning body of work, including projects with global icons like Kanye West, Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys, Brandy, Mary Mary, Missy Elliott, many others. Founder of the record label My Block, Inc., and pastor at the California Worship Center. And now, Erica and Warren starring in We're the Campbells, premiering Tuesday, June 19th, 8 Eastern Pacific on TV One. And they join us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Great to be here.
You know, one thing we quickly learned in watching this series, there are more layers to the Campbells than just music. Talk about that, because we really see, you're like a real family.
Oh, absolutely. A real mama. I help brush teeth and make sure elbows are not ashy and lotion up kids and get them ready for school. And
I police chores.
Yeah, we do all the normal stuff that everyone else does. We just happen to do some of it in front of the camera. We feel really blessed. To me, to be a reflection of what an African-American family looks like in America. Sometimes we're not always depicted properly on television. So I think this is going to allow people to see, oh, wow, there are healthy families who go through the same things as everyone else, but make the decision to stay together, to stick in there, and to honor, you know, the vows, for better or for worse. You know, some people are like, for better, if it gets worse, I'm out. And so I choose to love this man. It's not like, oh, I have nothing better to do. Well, I want this. This is my choice.
No, you did some other things. Do some better things than do other than love me.
Oh, no. This is what I want to do.
You know, Warren said, you're excited to let people in and share our family's story. Talk a little bit about this from your perspective and what you hope people get besides entertainment, what they take away from the series.
My main thing is I want people to understand that especially in the African-American community, that a family who is not broken or just a single-parent home is not an anomaly in our community, because we rarely see these things on television as far as just a healthy family. Yeah. And when I say healthy, I don't mean that everything's always happy, but it means that we are together and we're doing life together.
Yeah.
You know, and so I grew up knowing more families that had a father and a mother in the home than I did single-parent homes or broken homes. And in some kind of way, the narrative, you know, as far as TV or even movies, you know, was more leaning towards the direction of just most African-American families are broken.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, we need to see ourselves,
yeah,
on television. There's too far of a gap between, say, The Cosby Show and in our show coming up now. We, you know, there's not many. You have Family Matters and a couple of shows in between there, but yeah, mostly we see broken homes, and I just think we need to change that narrative, because that narrative is not accurate.
It's not the complete truth.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Erica, you've said, where God wants me to be, I will go. He has you in a number of places. He's got you going 24 hours a day. Do you look at this as part of the ministry? Here's a chance that we can go out and we can touch millions of people with this television program.
Absolutely a part of ministry. I think a marriage is a reflection of God's love for us, to us, and through us. And if you allow yourself to be, you can be a conduit. People can see you and go, I'm looking past them and I'm seeing what love is. And if God is love, then that's what we're supposed to reflect. I know that's not very popular in our culture today. It's very self-centered and self-serving. say, pride-filled or either, you know, self-absorbed to the point that it's low self-esteem. It's still all unregulated self-esteem where it's just too much. And so when the attention gets off of me and on Jesus, then I think you see us trying to raise our children and teach them to try to be good people, good citizens. It builds legacy. It builds family. It builds hope. You know, we're not an exception. We're in a reflection of the possibility of what a healthy family looks like. And I mean, like my husband said, not perfect family, but a healthy family. You know, so you'll see a lot. You'll see the stress of the balance, but you'll see the beauty of the balance. And I think it's fun. You're going to laugh a lot because our family's a little crazy. But I think everybody has their own brand of crazy. You'll just see the Campbell brand of crazy.
Well, get to see family and friends, too. Talk about some of the supporting people that we're going to see supporting and the fact that they're there to help you through trying to balance everything in your lives.
Yeah, we have our sisters. My sister is, my kid's auntie, but she's also an artist. She's an artist signed to our label, Mob Block, Inc. And so you'll see her, you know, going through what she has to go through as far as her career. And then my wife's sister is also her stylist and for years now. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that as well.
You'll see both of our moms.
Yeah, our mothers.
You know, giving
yeah.
advice and being there to be that voice of wisdom, which is such a blessing. You know, I can't wait for people to see it. I'm excited about this show.
And the show we're talking about is We're the Campbells, the new docuseries, an intimate glimpse into the lives of gospel entertainment power couple Warren and Erica Campbell, premiering Tuesday, June 19th, 8 Eastern Pacific on TV1. In addition to the show, you've got some excellent online companion content. Talk about that, because when the show's over, the show isn't really over, is it?
No, we have some behind-the-scenes kind of footage. You'll see us just addressing little family things and relational things and, you know, like our relation with each other, our relationship with God, balancing. I think balance is a big topic for us. People are trying to figure out how the heck we do all of this.
That's what the name of the show should be, Balance.
Right, Balancing the Campbells. A lot of love, a lot of patience. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. I know I'm not Superwoman and I don't try to be. And I think we just take life as it comes. You know, when it's great, it's great. When it's not, it's not. And I'm okay with saying that. I'm not embarrassed by the good and the bad of life. Someone asks us, how do you feel about, you know, being so honest and transparent? I think we should all live honest and transparent lives. Like, who are we hiding from and what are we hiding for? And there is no benefit to us pretending that life doesn't suck sometimes. So, you know, when you tell that truth, I think you not only free yourself, but you free other people. Like, it's okay to say I'm not okay. And so you'll see all that on the show.
You know, you mentioned the laughter. Besides that, you tackle some really important issues that all of us go through, especially parents and raising kids in this world of social media. Talk about some of the issues that you take on the series that will help all of us get through these.
Self-image and colorism, you know. My daughter's 13, and she looks at stuff on social media, and you know, I know me and her father feel like I wish she only watched, you know, Dora the Explorer and the Disney Channel all day long, but
she's
doesn't.
She's 13 now.
She's 13.
And,
so.
She wants to wear makeup, and she likes boys now, and that scares the living daylights out of me. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, very, 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 very cautious about how I proceed with her. You know, 13, 12 or 13 is the age when we tend to lose our kids. You know, we lose them to their phones and to their friends and to their own ideas. And my thing is, I want to stay in my daughter's life through her teenage years so I can give her the information she really needs to, you know, to be able to navigate that adolescence, because that's a tough time.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough when I was growing up, but it's even tougher now because they have so much information at their fingertips. They can know anything they want to know within 5 seconds. So. You know, that's scary. And so trying to monitor that is really, it's really tough. But, I mean, you know, I think we are equipped to be parents in this age, you know, and it's just, it's just interesting to see how they grow and how they flow through this and prayerfully, you know, with a lot of prayer, you know, because it's going to take a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
She'll come out, our kids will come out on the other side
of
adolescence and be great, productive citizens.
Yeah.
I understand that this started with, what, an email from TV One. It wasn't like you were trying to go out and fill the 7 minutes a day that you have as spare time now that you were trying to come up with an extra job here. Is that how that happened? They reached out to you, and I got the impression it didn't take you long to say, we can touch some people, let's do this.
But no, what really happened was we were doing another show that ended. We did it for 6 years with Mary Mary, and then, you know, my wife was already in the Urban One family doing her radio show every morning. I just thought it would be great synergy, so I picked up the phone and I called somebody at TV One and kind of pitched it to them over the phone, and they bought it right over the phone.
Absolutely.
And you know, the rest is kind of history now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so fast. TV One is an amazing network. I mean, they move very fast.
They move really fast.
Funny thing is, we shot a promo on a Thursday. And Friday morning, I was walking by my TV and saw it airing already. I said, wait a minute, these guys are
really
quick.
Yeah.
They're
we started working before we had even finished the agreement, and I think that's in good faith, and it's, you know, it's a great relationship, and so we are just really excited about this this partnership with TV One.
We got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about the radio program and the power of radio, the immediacy. I just after the tragic suicides recently with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, Erica, you were talking about that, addressing that depression is fear's first cousin. Talk about, again, how you're able to entertain people in that program. At the same time, you're able to talk to them and maybe reach out to people that are struggling with similar issues.
I think you can always speak your truth in love. That's something that I believe strongly. I strongly believe in. So I believe in touching the people that you love. You can ask them, are you okay? And, of course, the first answer usually is, oh, I'm fine. I believe you have to ask twice and sometimes three times. Are you sure? How are you? No, let me come over. Let's go sit down. Let's eat. And as you keep asking, you'll see glimpses of something's not quite right. And I think that's what we have to do with the people that we love. We can't get so busy that we take the first answer, because most people who are in that state, they're thinking, I'm a bother anyway, nobody cares, and they're just asking and they don't really want to know. So I think it's the job of the people that love you. If you have a strong village, somebody in that village at some point, a friend, a cousin, a coworker, a pastor, a teacher, a coach, somebody should notice that there's something going on. But it requires us just being a little more in tune with each other. It's like we're connected and disconnected all at the same time. We can scroll and look at a billion people at any given moment, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, or any other social media platform that you use. But sometimes we don't stop to take a long enough look at the people that we love and find out, how are you doing really? I know you're accomplishing things, but are you really happy? Is it fulfilling you? People are accomplishing, achieving, but getting divorced. Accomplishing and achieving, but they're losing their kids because we're moving too fast. And sometimes you just have to slow down. And I know it seems like, you know, how it seems like I'm contradicting myself, because I do move fast. But when I tell you at night, I don't care how tired I am, I'm going in my kids' room and I'm going to sit on their beds and I'm going to talk to them. And I'm going to ask them what's important and how they feel. And kids usually go, oh, everything's fine. And I go, everything's really fine. Who did you play with? What did they say? What did you say to them? How did you feel when your teacher talked to you? I need to know what's going on in my friends' lives. And sometimes, because I'm a believer, people will come to my mind or come to my heart, and when they do, I'm texting or calling, hey, how are you? And some people go, oh my God, you called me just at the right time. I would be devastated if somebody in my life around me was going through and I didn't see it or feel it or know anything. And I know that can happen, but somebody should get an inkling at some point of what's going on. That's
and no matter how busy you are, it's impressive, no matter how busy you are, you're watching, you're observing, you're listening. That's one of the many lessons, and as well as entertainment, we'll get in the new series, We're the Campbells, premiering Tuesday, June 19th, 8 Eastern Pacific on TV One, starring Erica and Warren Campbell and the children. You'll see them as well. We're the Campbells on TV One. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
You
are more than welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.